perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come in your homes this morning with another message of Something to Believe In to tell you that if God be for you, there's no power that can ever stand against you. That's a powerful statement, but if God said it, then we must believe it. So I'm glad this morning that Something to Believe In presents a true gospel, a gospel that says He loves you. And if He loves you in this life, who can stand against you? Well, let's go right now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this beautiful song. God's blessed this land from shore to shore, and yet He wants to bless her even more. When we return on bended knees, God will bless us. You just wait and see. Listen, my people. Listen now. Listen to God. He'll show us how peace can come. And blessings too. It's not too late. It's up to me and you. Let me say a prayer for you. Ask God to bless the things you do. I know you want the very best. You want success like all the rest. God has blessed us like no other. He sent His Son to be our loving brother. He loves us more than even a mother. And we have turned to another. Turn back to God. Walk in His way. Don't hesitate. Do it today. God will bless us. God will heal our land. He will hold us in the palm of a healing hand. Please bless our land, Lord, and just one more time. Save our leaders. Forgive them of their crime. Forgive the ones who have turned away to serve their gods another day. Until you come, Lord, let us be the land of faith, hope, and liberty, free to worship and free to honor you, keeping you first in everything that we do. As the flower would bloom just after the rain, and a birth would occur after all the pain. Come now, dear Lord, and hear our prayer. Revive our land, dear Lord, today. We pray. Yes, sir. Lord, revive our land. We're all praying for our land. We know the conditions that we're in. I believe that we're living in the times of sorrow. The Bible said there'd be a time of sorrow, and I'm afraid that we're living in that time. I guess we go through life trying to outguess God, but the Bible said in the last days there'd be perilous times, and trust me today, times are perilous. So we want to pray for one another, pray for you. I'm glad for you. I appreciate you who have prayed and supported this broadcast. I appreciate John Richmond for the helping us with the computer. I appreciate Louise and James. Good to see James and Louise at camp meeting. And good to have Jimmy Tanner there playing the piano for us. And we've got a lot of friends out there, people that we haven't seen for a while, but we're praying for you. And I believe that you're praying for me, because through prayer, all things are possible. Don't never believe that prayer doesn't work, because all through the Bible, prayer has been a great weapon and is still a great weapon. So let's continue to pray one for another, okay?
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes. I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead.
I was on his mind. And let's remember, Martha, in our prayers, she needs our prayers, I need your prayers, and the broadcast needs your prayers. In this day and time, I think that we need to pray more and study the Word of God and see what God wants us to do. And we're so glad that you're there and you have supported this broadcast. Without your help and your support, I would not be here. So I appreciate you, and I try to bring a good message. And we've got a great message for you today. But let's go right back now. Listen to this beautiful song. I hope you enjoy this one also. This one says, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak. That helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. Calvary as I do, for there the healing cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood shed on Calvary.
Yes, and we can claim those precious bloodstains. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the remission of our sin, but the blood also covers all of our sin, and I'm so glad for that. Well, let's go and listen to one more song, and I'm going to come back with today's message. Is it that easy to quit on God?
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
Song, but I want to talk to you just for a few moments on, is it that easy to quit on God? A lot of people just say, well, I've about had it. Well, I've about had it too. I've been fought every day by the devil, but the devil will rage and boast and marshal his host, but thank God, God gives us deliverance. And in the midst of a storm, he's there to say, peace, be still. The only way that we can be defeated is to quit on God. Quit trying. And, you know, life is handed to us, and life is given to us, and it's beautiful, and we make out of life just about what we want it to be. God don't go around doing a lot of things for you, but he did say, my grace is sufficient for the need. And when you have a need, God is right there. So is it that easy to quit on God? That's what John 6:47 and 69 was all about. Some believed but did not understand the story of the boiled egg. I don't understand how you can take a boiled egg and put it in a pan and boil it. And I never can get it right. I've always taken my egg out too early or before it gets done, or either I overboil it. But it's like a boiled egg. We can't see inside the shell, but we know that the egg is inside the shell. We just can't see the things that that God has made visible. They could not understand, so they just quit on God. I would hate to be guilty just because I didn't understand to quit on God. They could not see the life for me, how that they could understand that Jesus was saying in this world of today is not confusing, but to them it was. It was very confusing in that day and time. It was completely different. It was a complete different world that they lived in that day. If Jesus walked amongst us today, I wonder how that we would react. I wonder how we would do. I wonder how we would be in our churches and on the street corner and everywhere that we go. We are, Christ is the light of the world, and we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. But will you quit on God because you don't understand Him? Well, you will never understand it all. We'll understand it better by and by. I don't understand how a cow can stand in green grass and give white milk and yellow butter. But nevertheless, it happens. We cannot see around the corners, and we cannot see like God can. But God knows the future. He knows tomorrow. He knows today. He holds the whole world in the palm of His hand. He knows the future as well as the past and the present. The one thing that we need to know is He is God. And if we can only trust God in all ways and always believe in God, that all things are possible to them that will believe. I sing a song sometime. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. They could not understand that He was talking about His death. When your burdens get so heavy, do you just up and quit on God? Well, in Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, sometimes it's hard to wait on God when pain and heartaches and financial problems and trouble in the family and everything is going on. It's hard to wait on God. We go to people, and I'm sometimes guilty of my own self. Well, I say, well, just have faith in God. Wait upon the Lord. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to wait. That's why Jesus said, go and wait until you be endued with power from on high. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Well, today, that's hard to do. It's hard to stand on level ground, but the ground was level at the foot of the cross. The king and the beggar stood hand in hand. We all stood the same. I think the scripture that turned my life around has given me strength throughout the years, said if I would confess my sin, He was faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Well, when you're not being treated or being blessed, do you just quit on God? Well, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So that is the message today, that we need to seek the face of God. I said a while ago, that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And now He's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and these things will be added unto you. Well, in the time of trouble, do you just quit on God? Well, in 2 Corinthians 11:22-28, read that sometime. Just kind of thumb through it right now and read it for yourself. I'm not going to read it for you. I want you to read it. That's 2 Corinthians 11 and 2 Corinthians 12. It tells about Paul and his suffering. When life is treating me unfair, do I quit on God? Well, I don't think so, because I throw up my hands many times and say, God, it just ain't fair. It's just not fair that I got to go through all of this stuff. But what if Christ would have said at the crucifixion, it ain't fair. His mother could have spoke up and said, he's not God's son. He's my son. He died for you and I. He was dying. He had no sin. But he who has sin, he was dying for them. Without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission for sin. And his mother could have spoke up and said, he is my son. He is not God's son. That was his accusation, you know. They said, he says he is the Son of God. Well, he was the Son of God. He is not God's son. He is my son. And, you know, we sometimes think that going to the cross for Jesus was easy. But my friend, he suffered so much. He was God, but he was man also. He felt the pain. He felt the infirmities of us. He was so human. He took upon him the human form of man. You might say, well, it was easy for him because he could not feel pain. He could not feel suffering. Well, Isaiah 53 said it different. He said, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of my peace was laid upon him. I think so many times. Excuse me just a minute. But Luke 15 tells a story about two brothers. And one of them, he said, Father, give me my portion. I want to go to the far country. And there he spent all of his money with righteous living. But I think about the older brother. The older brother had met him coming back home and intercepted him. He'd never got to the Father. And we got a lot of people like that. We got a lot of people who said, well, if this will happen, well, but that will happen. We need to put our buts and our ifs on the altar. All that father was concerned about was, for my son was dead, but he's alive again. I'm glad that he didn't meet the older brother. Had he met the older brother along the way before he got there, I'm afraid that he never made it back to the Father. Because we got those condemning people, those people that are just waiting to point their finger at you and say, hey, I told you so. Well, you just look at them and tell them, well, if God be for me, there is no power that can stand against me. Take grace today. Closing, I want to do this. Do you remember what God has done for you? Will you quit on him also? God has been good to me. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. When your burdens get more than it seems that you can bear, will you quit on God? Well, he's a burden bearer. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. When it seems that the blessings are not coming to you, will you quit on God? We just want to sit with our hands open and our mouth open. We're like a bird in a nest. We just want to sit there and chirp and let the mother bird go out and get all of our food and bring it to the nest and cram it down our throat and feed us. And we just want to sit on our seat of comfort and be comfortable and do nothing. We want to park in a handicapped parking spot. When you think that God isn't fair, will you quit on God? You know, that's what happened when they went out to work. Jesus always gives everyone the same portion. The one that started first received the same amount as the one that started last. Hey, it isn't where you start, it's where you finish. And when you finish for God and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord. It will be worth it all just to be his child and to know that the last mile has come your way. I'm not worried about death because I know that death is coming, but life is uncertain, but death is sure. So I pray today that when we stand before God, that we'll be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joys of the Lord.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain. He sheltered it with moss.
Father, we come to the closing broadcast today. We pray for that one that's praying right now, that one that's lost without you, that one that's burdened, that one that's saying, Lord, I just can't go any farther. We pray that you'll give them grace to go one step farther. If we move one step farther, God will help us. God will bless us. He knows the heart. He knows the mind. He knows our want to. And Lord, He can give us grace in this time of need. We think so many times about Paul, when Paul prayed three times and God said, Paul, be still. My grace is sufficient. Lord, we're thankful today for that sufficient grace that's able to mend a broken heart, can put us back together again. We thank you for our unseen audience. We pray if there be one in our unseen audience that is sick or afflicted, or Lord, just downhearted and discomforted, we pray that you'll give them grace in this time of need. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I trust today that God is richly blessing you, which I know He is, because God is a God of blessing. God is a God who loves us, and above all things, regardless of any situation, you just say to the devil, Devil, I'm not going to take it any longer. God defeated you at Calvary. He disgraced you and dethroned you at Calvary. I have peace with God because God is the Prince of Peace. And this morning, if you will say that to the devil, get up and go to church. And if you're planning on quitting on God, forget it, because God will never quit on you. His love is abundant. His love will abound forever and forever. Well, you pray for us. Pray for the broadcast. Help us financially if you can. Pray for Martha. Lift her up in your prayers. She's going through a time of depression right now, but this is common. But you pray for her, and I will be praying for you. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.